Big women do the same thing them little girls is doing, and they doing a lot more because they do know that they have a
target. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Stinks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. A safe space for weird thoughts. Regular people with awkward lives. Awkward Thinkers! Woo! White people claps in the building. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. Make sure you subscribe. I really hate this part. I really like when I look back. Like no, it's not even begging. I hate this part because it's like it's so cringy to me when I do that. But once again, give us these streams, man. Give us a 5-star rating. Tell us what you like and what you don't like. Yep. If you dislike, you're hating from afar, man. Don't be a hating ass nigga this year, man. That's what we preaching. Don't be a hating ass nigga this year. Of course we have somebody. We have a special guest. Not really a special guest.
Jesus.
We got a guest today. Welcome to the space, Battles.
Battles has been on the show before.
Yeah, I've been on the show before.
Yeah, I know, but welcome to the new space. This is the new, this is the new space.
Let's go, as soon as we get here. He's like, you ain't been here? I'm like, hell no, Vince, I ain't been here. I was in a little ass room.
Yeah.
With my ex.
But, how you been, man? It's been a long time since you've been on the show. So, how you been?
Cool, man. Living life, trying to finish this master's degree.
Okay, all right.
What's your master's in?
Management and leadership with a concentration in diversity training.
You love you some fucking diversity, don't
man,
you?
Man, listen. They paying for it, so I said, why not? Why not get another degree? Not my dime, so.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Ooh, I'm always going to say it's beautiful, but it's beautiful. Okay. So I hear you're trying to do stand-up. You asked me. I'm not even going to fake for the cameras. You asked me to come to see your set at 7 at the Funny Bone?
Yeah.
So how's that? What gave you that courage to do that?
I honestly don't know if I still got the courage. I still may back out, but who knows? I'm still going on.
Why back out?
I don't
out?
Know, man. Cause look, I feel like how I look at things, it's either gonna go good, or it's gonna go bad. Ain't no in between. Like, but I'm hoping if I actually do it or like go through with it,
right.
Is that someone else is just so bad? Where it's like in my head, I'm like, bro, I know I'm not that bad. Like I can like somebody go up there
comparison.
Yeah, somebody go up there and be like, knock knock. Like,
so like, all right. So take me through it. All right, let's help you build this set real quick. All right, so I'm gonna introduce you. Just give me at least your first. No, give me your first. Give me your first good joke.
What's your stage
give me
your, name?
Yeah, what's your stage name?
That's the thing. Listen, man.
Battles. You can be Battles though.
Open mic, and I said I thought about doing it.
Yeah, B-Battles.
B-Battles.
Yeah,
like my damn gamer tag.
B-Battles the other night. That nigga was funny as hell.
Or just Battles. You seen Battles?
Battles.
No, but go ahead. All right, this is the set. He's all the way from Columbus, Ohio. You seen him on Awkward Thinking. You seen him doing cruise interviews. We have.
He's probably in your girl's DMs
multiple times.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We have Battles. Woo! Alright, what's the first set?
I don't really have a set. Like I just tell stories.
No, that's what a joke. This is still role play.
Tell
go
us
ahead.
A story.
Well, since it's an awkward thing, we can talk about like the time I got caught masturbating.
We heard that story.
But I didn't. That's the thing. That's what I'm gonna use though. So I can't go back.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, you suck, Vince. What joke would you tell?
Yeah, what joke would you tell?
I think I would get into my kind of little vegan vegetarian joke.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you not vegan.
I'm not vegan.
You a big ass vegan.
Are we
body shaming?
Number one, is Lizzo not a person?
What?
Who?
It is not okay to reference big people as a fucking Lizzo's not a monolith for every fucking fat person. But yeah, let's not be body shaming.
Okay.
Nobody body shaming.
But there are people who are like vegans and vegetarians who are still big people, but they are don't touch me, you fucking creep. Cause I would just say, you ever go to the store, you know, you order some food or some shit, you go to your favorite restaurant, you go to your favorite chicken place. You eat chicken a lot, nigga.
Yeah, I do. I'm a part of the audience, okay.
I bring food over quite a bit.
You don't look like you eat chicken though. You look like you be eating Mexican.
Vince, last time I was at your house, I brought roosters.
Alright, you buying that tonight too. But back to my thing though. Other day I go to the store, I go grab me some fucking chicken from a little restaurant. Neighborhood crack place, you know, all the little trimmings and everything. I get me a 10 piece. JJ. I go give me a 10-piece plain. Tell them, you know, need a little lemon powder on the side.
Yeah.
I'm going to sprinkle that shit on myself. I get in, get my plate. That shit hot, steaming. I'm trying to eat it. I'm throwing the sauce on there. Mm-hmm. I get the biting into the fucking chicken. I taste the animal. I don't taste fried chicken. I taste chicken. I taste mammal. I taste fucking animal, nigga.
This is a joke.
Oh, I don't, I'm not good.
Oh,
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 I ain't
fuck
the one
no.
going out there.
I thought you were doing a story time, so I was like,
oh,
sure,
fuck
yeah.
no.
You ever ate some fucking food and it tastes like animal?
Nah.
No.
That ain't funny.
The only thing I probably can relate to, like, this is going to sound stupid, but I, you know, like catfish, and sometimes it tastes like good and seasoned, and other times it just tastes like ocean. Like, it just tastes like, or water. Like, it's just.
I would just use my fat ass joke.
What's
like,
your fat ass
joke? Yeah, let me hear this.
If we don't like, I wouldn't be talking about my ass, but so I'd be like, you know, it's crazy. You know, us guys, we look at women so differently nowadays, especially when they got ass. And then you got to really look at a woman and be like, if I fuck and I get her pregnant, with my son might fuck around and have this big ass too. And then people gonna laugh. I know people are gonna laugh. That was good, bro. That was a solid set. Once I really morph my set, if I can really morph a set, I really have comedic gold. When I'm on here, I carry this show on my fucking back. Like Harriet Tubman ran those slaves to the north. No. I ran this fucking pod like Harriet Tubman ran to the north.
You use your ass to run the pod. That be it. He be every time
sex
he got
sells.
A story, it be like, oh, I got
sex
a fat
sells.
Ass. That be it.
Asses, everybody loves a fat ass.
Not everybody.
That's it. Do you not like fat asses?
I mean, I like them. I've had someone with, like, I have multiple people with, like, fat asses. And I just think that when it comes to sex, I don't know what it is. They just can't, like, they run too much in the bedroom for me. And I don't know, as a guy, I feel like...
Is it because you think you got that... You either got that piece on you or you just...
I mean, I feel like I got that piece on, but I feel like every
respect,
guy, you're
respect.
Supposed to say that. Ain't nobody going to come on, nah, I ain't. You know,
I mean, I got to, you know...
I'm a little thirsty.
I work well. I work well for myself. Shit. You know what I mean?
But now I feel like... But, I work myself. It's crazy. I feel like... like, I'm not gonna name drop this one, but a person that we were just referring to.
You are messy, bro. You are messy.
I am.
Do you feel like they be running, or do you?
You just not hitting it good.
Yeah, like, do you feel like you maybe too rough, or is it like running, or is it like niggas? What is you doing?
I get rough. That's why sometimes during, like, if I'm having sex with someone, like, I'll be like, you good? Like, I'll stop completely. Mm-hmm. Stop. Like, you okay? Like, you straight? Because, you know, one, women always say the most reckless things in the bedroom.
Like what? What is the most reckless thing a woman said to you?
They say, like, come inside me, just at the third.
That don't do it for me. Like, no, I'm responsible. And I think people need to be more responsible. Come in me says you don't love your life or you don't value your life as much as you value mine.
Dumbass. My dumbass would be like, here I come.
Come in me, don't
see this?
Because I was going to do that anyway.
You said what?
I was going to do it anyway.
See, that's
I don't
scary.
I don't get it. Like, the nut in me thing don't do nothing for me, bro. It don't do shit for me.
I let people know because, like, I know some people like it's different wherever you go, like, state wise. I've come to find out, like, I know somewhere a woman would be like, I never let a guy come on my face, but then, like, I can go back home and she'd be like, oh, you're finishing on my face. Like, that's mandatory.
Like,
so it's like you gotta know the person.
In but the household, like, she was raising.
Yeah, I feel like personally the like body figure of women that really take it the best and are just nasty, like the skinny girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just little petite, like,
yeah, I love
a little slim thing.
And Vince be like, saying I have a type.
You have a
and I really type. Don't I really like all types of women. I can go from Lizzo on
you, he can
down
talk
to
about all types
down
of
to Sky Jackson. Let's put it like that. That's from
record.
The
you said who was
you
the
have a track
Lizzo
history.
I can go
see,
from I have
not,
a track record. That's just cause of what
you,
they like
you,
they like the, they like
you
me I can't
put
I can't
every
help
sure that you done fucked with in the same bodysuit.
No you can. No you can't.
For the most part.
No you cannot. No you cannot.
And then we're not talking about now, because yeah, things have changed, but when you first approached them, when you was first smashing, you could put most of them in the same kind of bodysuit.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, like, even going back to the ass thing, I don't like a gargantuous ass. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like a woman to have like this massive ass. I like a nice small booty, like a nice small petite. If it sit down, I'm good. And she got a nice frame. I'm good.
Listen, I'm not going fat shame, and I know what you said, all types, but I have a type. I don't know what it is. I just feel like.
I need you in your best years. I ain't going to lie. It's shallow to say that, but I need you in your best years. If you're in these 20s.
Like, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to get some hate for it. Like, if I can't lift you, I can't love you.
That is going to be the title of this fucking episode. If I can't lift you, I can't love you.
And I'm a listen. And I'm a
dark ass. I'm thinking it's about to be something else. Hey, if I can't lift you, I can't love you.
It's crazy.
I don't know what it is. I can have big people who are friends, and we could kick it. That can be my homegirl, and it's cool. But I just can never, in my eyes, look at you and be like, "Yeah, I want to tear that ass up." It will never cross my mind ever. I don't know if it's because because it's how they look. Or just how they act sometimes, but that's a real quote that I live by. If I can't lift you, I can't love you.
But I don't know, like big girls, they smell good. It's amazing time. It's amazing hugs. I heard it's a good time to hit. The head is good. I heard the head is amazing.
I heard the same thing. I'm cool.
It's big shorty. First off, you just gotta know what the fuck you doing. How you go lift them up? No, you can't lift everybody up the same, but. Big women, we can't just be like, oh, they give good hugs, they smell good, they give good head, this and that. Big women do the same thing them little girls is doing, and they doing a lot more because they do know that they have a target on their back when it comes to sex and when it comes to just how they are perceived. So in the bedroom, I've dealt with a lot of big girls. I love me a big girl.
But you want to know something? This is how the tables turn. Like right now on this show, I'll talk about, oh, I don't like big girls. Oh, that's unbelievable. Blah 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 blah. But those be the same. It'd be the same people. It'd be like, okay, you bring them on the show. Well, I don't like broke niggas, or like, but he not broke, but he working at McDonald's. So you like you want a guy to make a certain amount of money, and you don't want to do anything. But we're gonna judge the guy who has a job and he just preferred maybe someone a little bit more athletic or even just look like you give a fuck about your life.
What the fuck does that have to do with big girls?
Yeah.
It makes
no sense, but
nah, it makes sense. Yeah.
What I would say is that it makes sense, but it's nigga. I don't know.
Everyone I think you know. You know what I think it is. You know what I think it is with big girls with me.
Doesn't also mean that you don't care for your life or value your life. And again, I'm not saying that motherfuckers don't eat and get bigger, but shit do be genetics and shit just be.
Listen, I understand genetics, but that don't mean you got to be McDonald's every fucking morning getting the big breakfast.
What I was saying, my God!
Don't you do that same shit?
Wait. Get on his ass, Vince. Get on his ass, Vince.
I've seen this nigga. Listen, we done been in a fucking. I've seen this nigga eat 50 fucking Cane's tenders to himself.
You lying!
You in Cincinnati? When you bought Cane's?
Get on his ass, man.
When we went to our old heads in Cincinnati, you brought all that fucking Cane's.
And ate every morsel of it.
Every fucking
This nigga used to go to City Barbecue
and order like $150 worth of fucking food and eat it all.
And
then be like, I gotta work out, I'm building calories and shit. But oh, it's a problem when the big person is doing it.
It was a problem.
You said you shouldn't be going to McDonald's getting shit. And listen,
like, because you took it to the aspect of genetics. That's my thing. If it's something genetic, that's true. And
what I was also saying is just that.
But all being because bigger doesn't mean bangs.
you care less for your life, or that's not what that means. It's not that you value your life less, or that you don't care enough to try, or care enough to change. It's just sometimes shit is outside of your control.
And I understand where it's that. But like at the same time, I have a preference. Everyone has a preference. So each person is different. Like I work out. So even like how you say, if I do eat a lot, I'm in the gym 3-4 times a week. Mm-hmm. And I hate going to the gym, but I know like shit, I want to stay in shape. Like I want to run, stuff like that. So I'm saying it's a choice. That same choice that I make to get my ass up and go to the gym or go on the track and go running, I made that choice. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I'm making the same choice to eat because I'm burning more calories, like you said, the whole stuff like that. But I feel like when it comes to sometimes, I'm speaking on when you spoke on the genetics, like, okay, a woman, or I've seen this on social media, wants you to love her the way that she is. They want you to love them the way that they are. But then those be the same women to say, well, I want a guy to have this. I want a guy to be 6 foot. Or so. Remember, the height used
have
to be
a big dick.
So how can you have a preference on about like height or a job or anything. And because now I say come to the gym with me. Now I'm fat shaming or whatever you want to call it. That's my thing. I feel like everything is a choice. Men, we have a choice on who we like or who we want to stick our dick in. And women make the same choice. Now, how you look, if you know as a guy, if you putting some extra weight on or if you, you know, stuff that you can control, you're like, okay, I can go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, or somebody be like, damn, Vince, like, boy, you looking swollen. Mm-hmm. Like, then you're going to go to the gym. Or if it really hurts your feelings, like, you can make that life change. You could, like you said, you are vegan, so you could cut certain food and stuff out and really slim the fuck down. So
but going back to it, though, even with the big woman thing, the just the whatever, wrap that up. It's more so, like, I grew up, like, all my family has been big women. So nothing, it hasn't, and I'm not attracted to that, like, not saying, like, that in my, like, life, but that's been around all my life. So that was nothing of attraction to me versus I seen the girl on the block and she ain't look like, you know what I mean, the women in my family or something like that. So, yeah, that's attractive. So that's something that I would say that wasn't in my ramifications of type. Put it like
I'm
that.
Not going to, I don't think there's a problem with having a type or even a preference. I'm not one of them niggas who feel like you got to like every girl that come out here. Or, you know, everybody ain't got to be for you. That is fine. Mm. Preferences are just, they get sticky. Like you said, women do have that, I need you to love me as I am, but I'm going to change you because I need you to be somebody who I can love later on.
Exactly.
And they do that. That's a contradictory thing that they have. But that don't mean we got to do that. People just got to be accountable for themselves. You can't be a nickel out here looking for a dime, and you can't, you know, you got to find what you find.
Because my thing is, we all ugly to someone. And I remember you bringing up that, like, one of my exes, the one from Florida, she was like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom and everything. I said, well, that, you know, that's fine. I don't care what you do when you get off work. You do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yo,
like,
son.
And what I want to say, too, though, is that the only thing that the problem that I do have with preferences is that we always use them as a negative. Like, instead of just being like, yeah, my preference is this kind of woman, cool. It leads with, my preference is this kind of woman, and I don't like these women specifically because of these things, when we don't have to add that. And even with preferences or whatever, I do want motherfuckers to know, because I think it's a lot of pretty motherfuckers out there that think that just because they're pretty that they should be attractive to everybody, or that even vice versa, where it's like you're a big person, you're not attractive because you're a big person or whatever. Because in some of our comments, when we touch on certain things, there are women in our comments who will be like, oh, you should be quiet because you're big. And then that demon in me be wanting to turn around and be like, we kind of the same size.
This dick big.
This they podcast, like, but
I can point out every little ism that you have, because women do tend to do that. I can point out every little problem that you have if I wanted to be mean or wanted to tell you why you should not have so much confidence in yourself. Because that's what it was. You too big to have all that confidence. And it's like, if I turn around and be like, oh, colorism, fat phobia, or I don't know what the other shit is for women, but if I go out and I say, oh, you shouldn't have this kind of confidence because you're this kind of shade of color, or you're this kind of size too, and it is a problem. And so we can't have double standards in our community. And we got to just stop telling motherfuckers that they can't have standards because they are either big, dark skinned, ugly, or whatever. You can be the ugliest motherfucker out here and you still have the right to say no to anybody that you want to, and you still can find whoever you want to be attractive and not attractive. There's a lot of sexy ass people out here, or physically attractive.
I know
ass
I'm
people
out, here.
Out here.
Listen, I'm gonna say this.
Ugly as fuck when they
we
open up.
We all ugly to somebody. It's just what it is.
That
man.
Might be y'all. Just y'all.
Huh?
It might just be y'all.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm beautiful to everybody. Something unique every time.
Unique.
That
reminds me of that gas station video.
what was you about to ask him before I, you know what I mean? Or you forgot?
I kind of did forget.
You know, Ben's got a small brain.
Damn, that's crazy. As we look at the board of topics of Vince's terrible fucking handwriting.
Fucking chicken shit.
What do we have?
Simp.
Becoming a fuck. Simp. Yeah. Yeah. So my logic in this, right, about becoming a simp, I feel like men have to be a simp. For us, it's like our whole phase. Like, not everybody has to go through the simp phase, but I feel like you know how women be like, oh, I went through my whole phase to find my self-worth, or just to, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. I feel like we got to go through that simp phase to kind of find our worth, or whatever the case is. You're disagreeing with me.
I don't know if I disagree. I mean, but like, what do you define simp phase, though? Like,
just like when you out here simping, doing,
like, you going out bad. Like, you going, not going out bad or anything, but you, like, you doing the most right now, and you getting done a little dirty, and you simping. Like, you doing the most. Like, you ask, you begging her to eat her coochie or some shit like that. That's simp shit to me. I don't beg to eat coochie.
There's nothing wrong with eating pussy, but
it's nothing wrong, but it's just, I'm not a beggar.
If you my girl, it's different. If we doing certain shit, but I'm not big in the random
shit. I just don't get that concept. I will never ever get that concept of niggas that's like, oh yeah, I just want to eat her pussy. Mm. I'm all right. I can get the pussy. I don't need to eat it, though.
I know niggas will lie. Niggas try to lie and be like, oh yeah, like I do this, that, and the third. And they really just want to fuck. Like, but they ain't doing everything that they say in the bedroom. But like, it's one thing I can't do. I can never beg. I can go for a job, females. I can't. Like, I'll walk out before I just, please
let me get this pussy. Please. Man, please, mom.
Can I have a piece of pussy?
Can I have some pussy, please?
Jesus.
Roast beef.
But yeah, niggas be simping. I do think sometimes you probably, like, with shorties, when they go through their whole phase, they get knocked on the head a couple times and be like, oh, this shit actually is bad out here. Let me go sit my ass down with niggas. It's like, oh, the thing is, when niggas go through their simp phase, I feel like it is similar to the whole phase, but simp phase turn niggas into fuckboys.
They do.
Niggas become fuckboys.
Never went down that road before.
You've been a
simp. I've gotten to a point where I have, I got tired of just fixing broken women, because that's what comes with the simp phase. Sometimes you get the broken woman, like, I can be the savior, though. You know what I mean? You can be the savior, and then at one point in time, you be like, nigga, I'm trying to do the breaking. I'm tired of fixing them to be better women for the next nigga.
I'm gonna look into it. I've been there and try to be the savior. To anyone who's watching this, if you in that predicament, stop. It doesn't work. Like, it's maybe a 5% chance that it works, because my whole issue when it came to that point, it'd be a woman, you'll get to meet her, or get to know her, or anything like that, and it's always a story. Oh, I was with my ex, and he used to beat the fuck out of me. And then my whole, and I hate when I say this, don't laugh, that's not funny. I hate when I say this. But I always be like, well, why didn't you just leave? It's always a but. Well, this, it didn't start that way. I understand. But me as a person, I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. Even if I was a woman one day, if a nigga was to ever put his hands on me, I'm leaving. There's no reason to stay.
It's that easy.
So listen, the thing is, when you are in the middle of domestic violence, number one, that's normally with somebody you love and care for. And so that's something.
Man, they be knowing these niggas for 3 months.
And sometimes, 3 months. I ain't gonna say it's a long time, but when shit, especially when it's violence and that, it becomes more intense. So people feel more intensely. So even though the love is only 3 months, they probably feel that love more intensely because there's more shit going on. The relationship is intense. And so when you are in a domestic violence relationship, you always think there's an opportunity for your partner to change. You always want them to change, because maybe who this person is now is not who you started with, and you're still constantly looking for that person. And then you got to give domestic violence people time. Like, they need time to themselves to be able to come to the conclusion, like, I'm actually done with this. Because I will say, there are things that we do as men that we don't realize we are putting ourselves through, like, our own little violence and shit, and we go through our own personal shit, and we could have walked away. There are times where you could have walked away from certain shit, and niggas could have been like, yo, why didn't you walk away? We seen as clear as day. But you can't do that. You don't do that to a person who's been through that. Never point out, like, why? Well, you ain't say that.
I'm sorry. I'm not pointing out. My thing is just, like, when they move on, and now you're the next guy, and like, let's say, like, Nas, you're a savior, and I got the flowers, you open the door, you know, all the gentleman stuff, but then it's like, oh, well, I don't trust you, or I'm kind of, you know what I mean? Because of something from their past. And you try to fix someone else's mistakes, that's not your responsibility.
Sometimes, it's just going through that experience, sometimes you have to allow a grace, but it's a time frame with that grace. Yeah. You know what I mean? If it doesn't improve, if you keep saying these things, I'm not him. Mm-hmm. I'm not that person that broke your trust. I haven't given you a reason, whatever, to not trust me. So why are you keep adapting these things or these methods? And sometimes people have PTSD. You know, people didn't go to Vietnam and just come back regular as fuck. Sometimes that time takes... Some things are triggering. Even if you brought flowers, she could have got flowers and then punched in the face the next hour after. Or no, that's
flowers right after getting punched in the face.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But, and it was something that I had.
You're ridiculous. You're fucking ridiculous.
Put this on your eye.
No, because shit really happens like that.
Another, no, I know. I done seen it on undergrad, like my freshman or sophomore year. And it's like, you know, as a youngin' at that time. And we talking, and, you know, she talking about her experience. I'm like, but why don't you just, like, you know, like you're beautiful. You're a beautiful young lady. Like, I'm pretty sure someone, your person is out there, but I don't think that's it. Like, I remember one time I was just talking to a girl, and Buddy came up, and she got out the car. He threw a bottle at her or some shit. I'm like, man, that's like, crazy.
I will
let me
say,
her to dry the fuck off before she asked for help, because I ain't help her.
I do see a lot of women who do come from fucked up situations, and they are looking to be healed, and they look to be healed within their next relationship. Mm-hmm. And even, not just women, but even men, sometimes we get broken, and it ain't necessarily through domestic violence, but it's through something else, and we look to get healed within our next relationship. And like we've said before, that's not the next person's job to do. My job is, I can't fix what the next person or what the last person did to you. It's not my job. And when you come to me, you kind of need to already come healed. You don't need to come to
or at
me.
Least in the process.
Yeah, you like, need to
you be, can't just be starting
and
out.
You have to be, as a person, you have to be realistic with yourself too. If you feel like you can't trust people, if you feel like you can't do certain things or be vulnerable with another person, allow yourself time to heal. And that does not mean you have to be attached to somebody else while you do that healing. Take time to yourself. Take a few months, few years if you need to, and do whatever work you need to do on your own. That way, when you come into a relationship, you don't have another person who always has to sidestep or walk on eggshells around you, because it's not fair. It's not my job to fix you.
And
I didn't break you.
And a lot of things, like, not to avoid any domestic, because you never know what domestic violence, but just in general, like in the dating things, I think we need to go back to traditional dating. Because people don't know people. Mm-hmm. We go, we shoot a DM, we link, and then we watch something. Oh, this is the best person. We in love. It doesn't work. Like, sometimes you have to go on these dates to see how this person reacts in public. Mm-hmm. How are we going
to
be outside? How, like, it's more
and
than just the house.
Other people, like, ask around. And it is harder to do that because people are on social media, and we think, because I can see his social media, her social media, that things are going to, I can see what kind of person this is. And you can only see what a person is allowing you to see on social media. We know a lot of broke ass people, but on social media, they rich as fuck or they influential as fuck. But in person, boring ass people.
Boring
and so we got to always keep that in mind. We do have to get to know people.
Man, I'm a gamer. I don't leave my fucking house.
We got to get to know these people. And we got to make sure these people are decent people for us to be around.
Yeah, that's true. And that's, you know, I don't know.
Not you been a fuckboy?
I think I'm in my I don't think I'm in my fuckboy era, but I just think I'm in my, like, I know who the fuck I am era now.
I was gonna hope you was past your fuckboy era. I think your fuckboy era was a little bit further back already. You are. I've never been a fuckboy. I don't fuck with being a fuckboy.
Me neither. Never been there.
You've been a fuckboy.
Like, but you become a fuckboy out of hurt.
No.
You do. You become a fuck sometimes for certain cases. For certain cases you become a fuckboy out of hurt.
I agree with that to an extent. But it's still on you as a person to be accountable for your own actions and your own feelings.
Exactly.
You gotta be accountable, and you can't be like, well, somebody did this to me. Cause, and again, we gotta look at there have been times niggas will point out and be like, yo, this has been done to you, and now you're doing this to another person. And once we are aware of that, because sometimes we are unaware of what we're doing in the moment, and that's a different kind of neglect. But once we become aware of things, we have the power to make a different decision. We got the power to move differently. Mm. And so did you move differently? Did you choose to move differently?
I think my phases, like, I even go to my sim phases. My sim phases taught me how to navigate when it comes to women. My fuckboy era taught me how I'm what wrongs not to do as a woman. So these stages in my life, and now I'm in this point in my life where I was like, I know who I am. You know what I mean? I know what this works and this doesn't work, and you know what I mean? So I think these are necessary points in times, but like a whole phase, not everybody has to go through
Let me ask you this though. Because you've experienced a lot of hurt and shit within love and everything. If a motherfucker told you, yeah, I put you through that because it was necessary for me to grow, how you go feel about that?
Well, man, fuck out my face.
That's bullshit. I don't want to hear no shit. Cause
I don't think it's intentionally, though.
I do think sometimes we are very well aware of how we treat another person, what we're putting another person through. And we will say, yeah, I needed to do that so I can get that life experience so I know not to do that to another person. And that'd be bullshit. And sometimes we just got to be accountable and be like, yeah, I'm aware of the things that I'm doing and I know how this person is going to. I know if I cheat on this person, it's going to hurt. I know if I go out and I do these kind of things, it's going to hurt. If I'm treating this person like this, it's going to hurt. So it's we got to be accountable.
See, for myself, though, like, my fault.
No, you go ahead.
I look at my parents, and I know a lot of people that I run into in the dating world, like, they only may have grew in a one-parent household, or some grew with, like, foster parents. And like, it's all, you know, it's other stuff out here. So I look at them for a lot of, like, experience on how to love. You know, it's good times and it's bad times. Mm-hmm. And I think what I always ask myself is that if I would do this to me or someone did this to me, how would that make me feel? Because it's a lot of shit that I would be like, oh, nah, because if I do that, that would piss me off. Or that's the best way I can do it because I know myself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're dating or anything in dating world, you have to understand the person you're talking to is not you. Mm-hmm. So you may know if you say this, it won't piss you off, but it may piss her off. So it's like, you got to understand the person that you with. Mm. I got a question for y'all.
Go ahead, please. Ask it. Ask away. Ask
man.
Away.
I'm not going to get too detailed in it, but we all homeboys.
Yeah.
Kind of. Go ahead.
Damn.
if your homeboy had a girlfriend and they break up, does that... Is she now free game?
No.
Hell yeah.
They no.
Hell yeah.
That ass happened, man. Like, and you know, I'm not going to get too far into it, but I'm tired of this. You know, so-and-so don't like you or don't fuck with you. Why? Because you was trying to talk to this girl. Nigga, she's single. Okay.
So let me just.
All right, that's kind of OD, though.
Yeah. No, let me say this.
I'm not really agreeing. I'm going to let Vince hit his point, but it's crazy.
I'm saying if they've been single for a minute.
It does
not like it's fresh.
If Nas is somebody I call my homie, if he fucking with a shorty and that's the shorty he said, yo, she is with me, this is somebody I care for, then I'll never, even if they break up, us parting ways or whatever, I never go on that because that's not my business. And out of respect for you and your friendship, out of respect for my friendship with him, I would not do that. It's no reason for me to double dip behind him anyway. And then I will also say this, though. Motherfuckers can't have that cake and eat it too. Like, you can't be a nigga saying, oh, don't do this to me and you do it to other people. I will say that. And I'm just saying, because from college, everybody is fucking each other over. I don't even deal with that little cesspool no more for real because it's too much of everybody fucking each other.
Correct.
And so, and what I will say too, it's your loyalty toward that person. How much do you care enough for that person to not disrespect them on another level? But
see, my thing is like,
wait 1 second. Some of you niggas fumble and juggle the wrong kind of women, and then y'all did them dirty as fuck, and now you want everybody else to have a certain kind of respect for them. Don't touch her. Don't do this. You did not give enough of a fuck about her when y'all was together to respect her enough. Why should I respect your wishes and what you got going on with her?
He hitting that shit on the nail because that is exactly what be happening. Bro be doing his own. People be doing their own thing and moving on, going on dates. That's cool. And then now as soon as I don't even be on nothing crazy. Like, but if I'm like, okay, yo, you single? Like, if I fight, I'm like, oh, you want to go to a movie? You want to go out to dinner? I'm not asking, oh, let me fuck. Now, if it happens, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, ain't shit you can do about that.
My thing is, like, it's a yay and nay at the same time because I understand your point of like, all right, if you was dogging her and y'all broke ways or y'all wasn't really official and you like, no, that was my personal. You can't fuck. No,
nigga,
she's free fucking
cheater
okay.
And a liar.
But if y'all was together and you expressed like, I love this girl. I did this with this girl. This was my, you know, at this time. Yeah, I'm not touching that. You know what I mean? But if it's somebody you've been dogging out and you ain't really take serious for real. And y'all wasn't really together. Y'all was just fuck buddies, but y'all just made it something for a little bit. That's free game.
Got to worry about is is it worth it? Put it on the scale. Is it worth it? Is it worth losing the friendship or relationship I have with that person? Is it worth?
What if they a distance friend? Like
it's going to have to be on you. It's going to you're going to have what? To judge whether or not that friendship is worth losing or whether holding on to. And you got to everybody is not a friend.
See, I know, but it's been even times like my I want to say like homeboys, but just people that I know, and I would be like, hey, man, is this cool? Like, I ain't trying to, like, you know, I saw she was single. But, like, it'd be months down the road, not fresh. But he'd be like, oh, no, do your thing. And then it's like, as soon as I start, like, really, you start shit, start getting active, then it's like, man, I can't believe you did. I'm like, bro, no, I came to you. I went to you first, bro.
Sometimes it be niggas' pride. Because sometimes I would say, depending on who you are to me, depending on our relationship, our friendship, why the fuck would you even come and ask me this? Mm-hmm. Why would you ask me is she like... Yeah, I mean, she's single. She a grown-ass woman. She's single. Oh, she can do whatever she want to do. But out of respect for our friendship, why would you even want to go? Like, why would you want to go that route? And, I mean, I'm not saying it's fair to even call dibs on people. But I do think if I put some time in with somebody or I really care for somebody and I express to you and I brought her around and introduced her to y'all, and then y'all was like, oh, after we broke up, no matter how we broke up. Now, unless I was dogging her and I was just an ain't shit ass nigga to
it's
her.
A lot of instances like that.
You don't owe me shit for real. I would say you don't nobody owe me shit because I did not do nothing to deserve anybody's respect behind her because I didn't respect her enough. But if I care for her and I treated her well and we broke up maybe because we were just done with each other or maybe some fuck shit happened very at the end and that was our last thing, then yeah. Give me that respect. Have enough respect for me to not even approach me and ask me about her. But niggas do need to just be and stop with the pride and be honest and be like, yeah, I'm gonna have a problem.
I mean, when I was single, you know, my go to line, I'm like, yeah, you wanna go on a cruise?
You was a cruise ass nigga. Bro. You are a cruise ass nigga.
I feel like it's a lot of people who
you're
haven't been on a cruise.
You're a trick.
He is a trick.
How am I a trick?
You're a trick.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
But your girl come on a cruise with me, that's her decision. That's not nothing. Yeah.
But you were a trick.
Hell no, that's the thing. Like, look, ladies, anyway, if I'm ever promoting something like, hey, I'm trying to do a cruise or a group cruise, like, I'm not paying for it. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one instance, I'm not going to mention the name, a friend came with me, that's because I paid for me and my ex, and we broke up. So, like, it was just automatically a free ticket. So, I was like, just throw me, like, $200, you can just, it's cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, if right now, if I was single, and I'm hollering at a shorty, and I'm trying to, like, hey, let's come on a cruise with me, like, you're going to pay your way. I'm getting a discount. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not paying $1,500, we may pay $700. Mm-hmm. But you have to pay your way. We'll have a good time, we're going to ball out. And then, there's been instances, like, well, I've been on cruises, and... It's just a friend, like a female friend. Like, I'm not going here like, oh, I'm trying to fuck. I'm trying to do this, that, and the third, or whatever, anything like that. Like, we're just going to have a good time. And that's just all it is sometimes. But people, like, I get to ask people, they be like, nah, like, what you mean by that? Like, what? Like, a lot of people, like, on my, like, football team wise, they're like, this cruise me is just different because they just hear so many stories. But it's not purposely. Like, if it happens, if it don't, it don't. But I'm not going, like, oh, I'm going to go on a cruise. I'm going to ice shorty out. Hey, free cruise on me. Hey, nah, cruise on me. Everybody come. Mm-hmm. Bring your whole line. Everybody on me. No, okay. Fuck no. Okay. I'm broke.
Just to end it off with you, because I know you kind of struggle with that, like, you know, the whole niggas having attitudes or niggas treat shit like a free game.
Hold on, what do you mean niggas have attitude? What do you mean?
Like, would you hollering at they shorty or whatever, or like an ex?
They ex shorty.
Yeah. Like, and so niggas treat the world like it's free game. Be a nigga and treat it like it's free game.
I do, because I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, motherfuckers be tearing my girl out the frame.
And they would.
And they know what I can do about it.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I can ask this. I can ask this last question before we get out of here. Do y'all feel disgusting now after masturbation?
It was to a point, and maybe like here and there, not consistently. Mm-hmm. But it's like sometimes, like as soon as you get done, I'd be like, man, like my ancestors, people watching me.
No,
I'm watching. Like, I don't feel.
I don't feel no shame no more. I'm like, I'm ready to start my day. I'm ready to start my day.
Sometimes I put myself to sleep. I doze off and get gone for a couple hours on accident. Mm-hmm. But
like, I wonder, like, what happened? Like, what was that transition of? Like, you know, I don't even feel disgusting no more.
Normal because it's like it's my dick. Leave me. I think what it is like as you grow up. Like, I was just thinking about this the other day too. I remember my first time touching myself and my sister's kind of busting in the room.
Why are you smiling while you saying that?
Because it was funny.
It was a moment.
It's a funny memory now. Like, in the moment, I'm embarrassed and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Like, but it's funny now because it's normal as fuck, and it's something that should have never been demonized the way that it was or made for to feel embarrassed. Like, shit, I'm getting that off. At least I ain't getting nobody pregnant. I ain't passing around shit. I ain't getting shit from nobody. I'm minding my fucking business. And my attitude might be a little bit better today. Leave me alone. Yeah.
You do be on the chill mode.
I'm ready to go.
Now that I'm older and I'm more secure in myself and I'm like, it's my dick. I'm going to do what I want with it. Like, if I'm at home.
It's my dick and I can beat it now.
I'm doing my thing. They better mind their fucking business. And because when y'all doing y'all thing, I'm minding my fucking business. Don't bother me. Don't leave. I mean, don't knock. Don't be like, yo, you good? Whatever. Leave me the fuck alone. Let me do my thing. There's no embarrassment because why do I have to be embarrassed?
Free nuts,
man. I ain't embarrassed about fucking. Why am I embarrassed about touching myself?
I know we about to end, but I got one last question. Last time I was here,
I'm gonna make it fucking quick.
Yeah. Last time I was here, we was talking about like my whole fantasy, like watching and stuff, and this, like that, and the third. So I did it.
What? Wait, what? Wait, what fantasy?
Remember, like the voyeurism. Yeah, voyeurism.
What
like
the fuck
watching
is
your
that?
Person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Oh.
So I was gonna ask if y'all had y'all partake to anything yet? Anything
no, else? My sexual fantasies have been, you know how like most people will walk into the thing, and she has, you know, the trench coat and shit like that,
with nothing underneath.
I haven't gotten that experience, but now as raunchy and ratchet as my life is going, I want a girl to do the same thing, but have like a butt plug with an LED light, but I want to see it.
Want a Bluetooth? Play a little music out of it.
I want to see it like how SpongeBob and that jellyfish was in there, like that light going off like in the crack of it. That's what I would like to see.
You sick as fuck. I'm okay with watching people fuck. Yeah. I don't want to get off of you, cunt. I'm not, and I don't say cunt.
Shut up. Just explain. Go, nigga.
I'm okay with watching people fuck. I just don't want to be touched or invited. Like, I'm all right. I want to watch from a distance.
Shit like that would turn me off, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, I did it. It was cool.
Shit like that would turn me off. I just can't. It's just so. I watch a lot of documentaries and shit like that. It's some sex sometimes creeps me the fuck out. Like certain
is
shit,
the build up or is the actual sexual act?
It's just certain kinks that throw me the fuck off.
Man, I don't want to see no weird shit. I want to see like I ain't go regular fucking. I don't need to see no piss or no ass or shit. I don't need to see piss or shit. That's it. But the other shit, y'all can do oral, y'all can fuck, y'all can whatever, and I'm okay with sitting around and watching. But again, I tell Nas like I had some weird ass experiences growing up. I've woken up to people fucking right on the side of me, like people think the way that some of us get introduced to sex don't always be the healthiest, and so I'm kind of, you know, I feel like it's not necessarily a kink, but I think my interest for it is from a fucked up place. But it's like, hey,
you know what I think they need though?
You ever urinated on someone?
No.
You know what I think they need? No, I haven't yet. I think they need like a museum like that, where you can just watch different acts of sex.
They do.
They do have that?
They do. Yeah. It's like rich stuff.
It's not even rich shit. They have shit class like that out here in Dayton. Out here, you can go to porn clubs.
I don't
want
to see no
Dayton. I mean, you go to a swinger club.
I don't
want
to see no Dayton people fuck.
You go to a swinger club?
No Dayton people fuck.
Yeah. Well, I don't
in Columbus?
Dayton ain't.
It's a swinger club, Princeton, West Side.
Yeah, it's swinger clubs and Cincinnati
need a membership,
and everything.
Though.
It's how much? A lot of other shit.
It's like. 50
again. I'm 50, just okay with watching.
Or I think
I don't really want to be
women is cheaper. Guys is like $100 a year for the year.
Yeah. I'm not that. I'm still young enough
to
get
bar,
women.
Somebody sucking dick right there, getting ordering a shot. It's tough.
All right. Well, that was inviting. It's about that time where I don't even think we should give a positive message to how we did this week.
I do want to just end the episode saying,
if I can't lift you, I can't love you. That's the message.
Bitch, domestic violence is not a funny thing. It's not something for us to joke about. I don't want nobody getting offended throughout this episode.
Right.
If you are facing domestic violence, you need to, or you should seek help. Try to, and if you know somebody who is facing domestic violence, it's not always the best thing to try to push them to go seek help. They have to be ready to do that on their own. All you can do with somebody who's in that situation is support them, be there for them. Yes, it might get annoying, but I'd rather hear you every single day complain about this nigga than versus hearing you or not hearing you one day.
That's right.
That's tough. So, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm here for you, guys. Whenever you need to talk about something.
But you ever have a positive message before we get out of here, Battles?
And not a positive test.
A positive message? Man.
Go, please.
Go into your tomorrow better than you did today.
Ooh, you ate that, sis.
Per, no bars. Mwah. I don't think I got a positive message to end of the week. I would say, if you're simping right now, hey man, it's only a short amount of time. You know what I mean? Fuck it. You simping right now. I don't got shit for you this week.
How many likes we need on this video so I can come back?
We need to go viral. If this goes viral, then you will be back. If not, you will never come back here ever.
So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna buy views.
We need Cat Williams viral though.
Yeah, we need like
10 million. I'm gonna promote it.
That's cool.
Okay.
I need that shit for you, sis. Manifest. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Special guest.
Battles.
Thank you for being awkward with us.
Come see your show.
Yeah, come see your show at the what?
January 17th, man. Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. I'm going to try to work myself up to actually go up there and do it. I got 5 minutes. So
if you're in the area. 5 minutes is a long time. I ain't going
to
lie.
5 minutes to tell some jokes is. You think you it's write. Like this, but I promise you it isn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to write. I'm just going to do storytelling. I'm going to go up there and start. First thing I'm going to say, I'm not a comedian, but like, you know, I got some funny ass stories.
Okay. Well, thank you for being awkward with us. See you next. Hey, also, fuckers. Make sure y'all actually fucking commenting and sharing this shit to your fucking friends. Now, I see a couple of y'all doing y'all thing. And if y'all want to hit us up, make some art so we can put it in the back. And because we're going to start doing that. Make sure it's like a screen printing something so we can put it in there. And we can put it in the back. So,
I got some art you can hang up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Shout out to the people who are still watching and still with us. My coworkers, Ms. D, Ms. Robin, I appreciate y'all. They've been watching the show, and I fuck with that.
Thank you for all the Akis. Thank y'all for rocking with us another year into it. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
It's 2024. I'm gonna say one last thing. Stay prayed up, man. Start the year off right.
Start the year off right. Keep your dick hard. Jesus. See you next week.
Battles, you ever took a blue?